The big US financials, the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. iHeartMedia released its quarter 2 22 financial report. The company made around $86 million in revenue from podcasting last quarter, up by 60% year on year. Podcasting accounts for 9% of iHeart's revenue. Cumulus Media released its quarter 2 22 financial report. The company made around $15 million in revenue from podcasting last quarter, up by 27% year on year. Podcasting accounts for 6% of Cumulus's revenue. The company warned of a tougher market environment. An Audacy's financial statement will be released later today. Podcast host Transistor has made multiple improvements to its dynamic audio insertion tool. You can now run multiple campaigns simultaneously and also enable and disable ad campaigns on individual episodes. Pod News' editor, James Critland, why that's me, will be speaking at Podcast Movement 2022 on how podcasters can effectively boost discoverability. The session is part of Quill Inc. and co-host's Growth Track, which will cover various sessions around growth, audience engagement, podcast analytics, and maintaining motivation. SoundCloud is to lay off up to 20% of its global workforce. The company blames a significant company transformation and a challenging economy. Christopher Finn, the head of podcasts for UK publisher DC Thompson, has announced that he has been made redundant. Podtrac reports a drop in podcast consumption for many of the biggest networks in July. The data, which excludes Spotify and SiriusXM, among others, claims that iHeartRadio is still number one for podcasts. Like Triton Digital's rival ranker, Podtrac showed The Ben Shapiro Show overtaking NPR News Now in June, but Shapiro drops back two places in July. Double Elvis has announced a new show, The Dangerous Art of the Documentary, will be centered around the art of documentary filmmaking and hosted by filmmaker Tilla Russell. And news of scammers in a new Scammer Corner. Today, 985 Technologies, a company which is fraudulently claiming to sell email lists of attendees of Podfest, Podcast Movement, Radio Days Europe, and other conferences. Initial emails are sent from domains without websites like Absolute Fair, Evic Events, Integrity, Corbital Organizers, and many other humorous names, and we can confirm that the data is not supplied by the event organizers. Approached for comment by Pod News, Mike Jordan, the VP of Sales, wouldn't tell us how they got the data and didn't respond to follow-up questions. Their website looks impressive, but it's demonstrably false and incomplete in many places. Other websites also suggest that 985 Technologies are scammers, and the company, which was registered in Wyoming, didn't pay its tax and was dissolved in 2020. Don't fancy yours much. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.